Oh, wow. Hi, friends. Again, it's been a hot second. I really suck at recording podcasts, but it's because life is just busy, and I really wish that I prioritized my podcast a little bit more, because I'm always like, wow, right now would be a great time to just sit here and vent. And, well, I'm not necessarily venting, but I just feel like sitting here and talking. And at the end of the day, I'm mostly just sitting here talking to myself, and my podcast is just an excuse for that to seem okay. Wow. Okay. So, hi again. Welcome back. I have just like finally gained the courage, I guess, to just sit here and look back at my 2019 and look forward at what 2020 has to hold for me. I don't know why it's so difficult for me to take a look back at 2019. It's not like it was a bad year. In fact, it was actually probably the best year of my life. And I feel like I'm just like holding on to it a little too close to my heart for some apparent reason, but I'm actually having a rough day, and it just like seems fitting to sit here and be positive, I guess. So that is what I'm here to do. Again, I feel like I'm always apologizing because I feel like my podcasts are just scrambled, so if I'm hard to sit here and listen to, you're out of luck, because I'm not gonna press stop and re-record this. This is going to be raw and authentic. Yes, go Kylie, we're doing this in one take. Woo! Okay. So to do this, I'm just kind of going month by month of the year 2019. But obviously, like, things don't change as drastically. So there's going to be certain months that I, like, obviously highlight because they were impactful. And there's going to be months where, like, things kind of really didn't change. And okay. I think you get the gist. If you made it this far into the podcast and you really want to know the tea, well, we're sipping. Okay. So, obviously, if we're starting with the beginning of 2019, you start with, drumroll please, January. Wow, you're so smart. God, I'm so cringy and I forget how cringy I am sometimes. Okay. January. Well, you see, come the beginning of January of 2019, I wrote myself a letter, and I highly encourage everyone to do this at the beginning of every new year, but I wrote myself a letter, and obviously I'm not going to read it to you because it's very personal, but I just like told myself like what I want to change, you know, how I'm going to get there, and then at the end, what is most impactful is I ask myself questions, and the questions consist of, did you accomplish everything that you wanted to accomplish this year? And, you know, did the challenges impact you? Da 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 da, etc. But the question that is most impactful to me, and that I'm glad I wrote myself, because I honestly don't remember asking myself this, but it was, are you content with where you are at in life right now? And I was supposed to read that question come December 31st, but I, you know, just found that letter and just read it to myself today, actually. And I'm proud of myself for using the word content instead of the word happy. Granted, like, those words just like go hand in hand, they're synonyms. Cinnamon. Okay. Like, they kind of mean the same thing. At the same time, I find, like, happiness an emotion, and it comes in, like, waves and frequencies. And, you know, I'm not happy every moment. Like, I get sad. I have my days. But even if I am sad, I can still be content with where I am in life. And I look at that question, and I look back at my 2019, and I think, wow, like, I am content, and I haven't even gone through all the years, and I'm telling you how it ended. Oh. Oops. Okay. Pretend like that didn't happen. I asked myself, are you content? And, you know, keep that in mind. Content. Okay? Not happy. Content. All right. So, I decided in January that I was going to make a change in my life, and I decided this was going to be the year I did what was best for me. And that in and of itself is really important because I'm the type of person that puts everyone before themselves and like forgets that like their own self-care matters. And it's something that obviously throughout this year, like I've come to be more aware of. So in the terms of self-care, that meant my physical and mental health. And I feel like I talk about it a lot, but like that's what my podcast is here for, is for me to talk about myself, my favorite thing to do. And so I set out to be a different person, be the best person, like best version of myself for myself, .. That meant, you know, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, all that jazz now mattered to me, and I was going to take it all into consideration on a daily basis. So that was just kind of my synopsis of January. And then come February, obviously, like, I'm on my little self-care journey, and I'm in college, I'm school, gym, like, on a daily, day-to-day life, like, that's what my life consisted of. And then I decided to join a sorority, which all of you guys basically already know now, because, like, I talk about it a lot. But, you know, come February, I decided, you know, I'm going to join a sorority, and I'm so happy that I did, because I've met my people. And in this episode, I'm not naming, like, names. Like, I'll be spilling tea, obviously, because people impact my life, whether good or bad. But I'm not here to, like, spill the tea on them. Like, that's them. But when it comes to sorority, like, all of those people, like, they've impacted my life positively. But I keep saying but, and I don't know why. Ah, okay. So yeah, I decided to join a sorority, and that's kind of what my February then consisted of, was kind of transitioning from like just like doing things like me and like my college roommates to like now having more people to like do stuff with, and like my social life just got a little crazy, and like now time management became very prominent. And come like, you know, I'm strolling through February, March, and April, and March and April, like, were very challenging months for myself. Obviously, like, March then consisted of, like, midterm season, in a sense, and we all know, well, we all don't know, so if you don't know, I struggle with school, not because I'm stupid, but because I'm crazy. I care immensely about my, what is the word I'm looking for? I don't know. I'm very dedicated to school, and I'm a perfectionist in a sense. I want to do things in school that are going to make me proud, and that's what matters most. And it seems very crazy to everyone else, because everyone comes up to me and goes, Kylie, like, we're proud of you just for being in school and yada yada yada, like, you're doing it. But at the end of the day, like, if I'm not proud of myself and my own work, then like I just feel like it's not good enough. And come March and April, I just felt like the work that I was putting in was just not good enough. And that just became very challenging, because now I was just balancing a lot more in my life. And I was at a stage in my life that I hadn't necessarily been in before. And it was time for me to, like, you know, decide what was best for myself. And that meant just, like, again, time management was playing a big role. And I really had to learn to, like, make time for myself and others, because at one point, I remember come March, mid-April, if you knew me, if you saw me, I was probably in tears, and that was not okay. And I needed to learn that I did not, just because I was putting myself first doesn't mean that I had to do it alone, and I needed to learn that I could rely on others. Ah, wow, Kylie. That was probably the biggest thing I learned come March, is, like, I've tended to be the person that other people could lean on, and I forget that that same feeling can be reciprocated, and I can lean on others when I need help. I bottle all my emotions up and like to pretend like I'm fine, and I like to put a smile on my face because I think that making other people happy means that I'll be happy, but that was not the case. I was not happy, and that was not okay. So I needed to challenge myself to, you know, go out there and, like, talk to people and tell them, hey, this is how I'm feeling, and, you know, take their advice or take their ear and just, like, have someone listen. And That, wow. Yeah. That was my March and April, was just like learning what people were there for me when I needed a shoulder to cry on or an ear to listen. And the same thing kind of consisted the same come May, but halfway through May, school ended, which meant that I was going back home. And it was like perfect timing. Like I definitely needed, like, after March, April, and like that, just that semester as a whole, like I just needed to, again, just a fresh start, you know, clean slate and an open mind. And so come May again, obviously, like I've been dedicated to my physical mental health journey from day one in January. But again, in May, I was just like, okay, you have overcome a lot of challenges already this year. Clean slate, more self-care, and I now had more time to focus on that. And that is just like what my summer was all about. And I feel like I have already kind of talked about that. But, you know, this is a recap, so we're rediscussing it. So come May, June, and July, I mean, I did take summer classes. So I, you know, still had a little bit of like responsibility in a sense when it came to school. But I definitely still had more time for myself. And I used to, I mean, I kind of still am, but I used to be the type of person that could not be alone. I hated to be in my room by myself. I get lonely. But come summer, I have learned that I actually like being alone and that I can do it for long periods of time and not go insane. And this is me spilling some tea, but because of this and like me being able to rely on myself a little bit more and just like growing in my mentality and just like spending time with myself, some friends were not very supportive of this decision. They weren't supportive in the get-go. Like I had people commenting on the fact that I was changing and they made it seem like it was a bad thing. And that's not okay. Like, if you have people in your life that are not supportive of what you're doing, especially if it's good for you, those people do not need to be in your life. And I am very attached to people. Obviously, I don't like to be alone. So it is very hard for me to let go of people, even if they're not good for me. And come May through July, there was a lot of people in my life that I realized were not good for me because they were not supportive of the decisions that I was making, even though they were good for me. And wow, I get a little heated now because I've just like learned so much, and like looking back at it, like again, it's just not okay. And I'm becoming more aware of like the people that I need to surround myself with, and those people just weren't it. Unfortunately, they did not make the cut. So come the end of the summer, I mean, not that I don't have a lot of friends now, but it's just, do I have as many that I did, you know, beginning of 2019 and early, you know, in the past? No. But the people that I do have in my life right now are the best people in the whole entire world. And they are so supportive and they watch me do amazing things and they comment on that. And they keep me going and they keep me motivated. I am not perfect, but like these people make me feel like who I am is amazing and like that I need to be happy with that. And those are the people that everyone needs in their life. And if there are people in your life that are not doing that, you need to say goodbye, even if it's hard. And that was the lesson that I took away from my summer, basically. So yeah, summer was about balancing myself, balancing others, taking people out of the equation, even if I didn't want to. And then comes August. I'm flipping a paper. I have notes. But August for me is a month in and of itself that it just was, it's like an entire highlight. So I was like letting go of all those people May through July that just weren't good for me. And August was like, I look back at my memories on like Snapchat and stuff, and that's how I'm putting all these pieces together, like how my year went. And I look back at August and I'm just like, wow, like that was my month. I summer school was done come August, and I did not realize how much time I'd made for myself, and, like, I'm just, like, mind-boggled. Like, wow. It's hard for me to, like, open up, and that's why I'm getting, like, I'm all jittery on this end of the podcast right now, because I don't really like talking about this. At the same time, I'm really passionate, but I, like, look back on my memories, and I spent so much time, like, by myself reading and painting and drawing and just doing, like, minimal things, but I was so happy, and, like, there was not one day that I, you know, can't say, like, I can't say any of those days were bad days, in a sense, and I'm like, guys, I'm so emotional about literally nothing right now, but basically, the month of August was the month that I learned new things about who I am and, like, who I want to be, and I'm taking all of those lessons with me for life. Like, I never knew, like, what little things could mean the world to me until now, and it's those little things in life that keep me going and, like, keep me happy or content, even on my worst of days, and that's just what the month of August did for me. I don't know what was in the air of the month of August, but I was so happy. And I also look back at my memories and the people that I was hanging out with come the month of August. I mean, I was hanging out with them all throughout summer, but, like, the month of August. If I was hanging out with you in the month of August, just know you are one of my favorite people ever, because you made that month even better. I also need to learn to breathe. I'm getting passionate and sad at the same time. And then obviously come the end of August, school started up again, and I had moved in to a house with my roommates and, you know, people in my sorority. But like I said, I'm not naming names, even though we all know who they are. Well, we all don't know, but if you're listening, you probably do. So yeah, school started up again, and kind of again, like, throughout the months that I have school, things are kind of routine for me. And some people, they always say, like, don't get stuck in a routine. But routine's really good for me, especially, like, during this time in my life where I feel like I need to, like, kind of have, like, a routine. I'm just that type of person. I don't know how to explain it. But things did change in a sense. I finally added a job into the mix. And I said in the beginning of, like, when I started school, that I didn't think I could balance having a job and school at the same time. I just, like I said, I go crazy about school, and I just didn't want to put too much pressure on myself. But then I found a job where I do what I want to do in the future, and now I love it with all my heart. And I can't imagine, like, my life without it right now. I don't even look at it as a job. Like, I go and I'm excited to go, and it makes me happy to go. And at the end of the day, like, my job is what kept me going, honestly, throughout school. Like, I mean, school's just, it was kind of boring this semester for me personally, like, learning wise. I mean, I learned a lot. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm all scrambled up. But basically, like, my job is what kept, like, me excited about things, I guess, because, like, going to work just, like, made me even more excited about my future, I guess, because, like, what I'm doing now is what I'm going to be doing basically for the rest of my life, but in one point, like, it's just going to be me in the classroom, but I'm a tutor, and so I, like, work with multiple other people and, like, in the same environment, but, like, the gist of my job is, like, what my future, I don't know, you get the point, it's what my future consists of, and it makes me so excited. And taking this job has, like, given me even bigger realization, like, this is what I meant to do in life, and ain't no one stopping me. Okay, so yeah, that was kind of my September through November, in a sense. But at the same time, like, college friends, like, I'm growing in all of my friendships there, and it makes me so happy. So that also happened, you know, I'm realizing who really is or are my people, and that they are my people for life. Yes. And I mean, I also took a little trip in October. This was just like an impactful trip for me. I went somewhere to visit someone. I hate that I can't say names, or I don't even want to say where I'm going because I don't know who's listening. Oh, the nerves. Spilling tea sometimes is hard, guys. But at first, this trip, it was a good thing, but at the same time, like, it didn't go as planned. But I think it's because it didn't go as planned that, like, everything's basically the whole, I don't know. I want to talk about it, but at the same time, like, I don't. But let's just say that trip happened for a reason, the same way everything happens for a reason, and is good. Or it's good now. Okay. We're winding down, guys. We're at December. And for me, December again is like another highlight month for me, even though it's like the end. I took December, and at this time, like, yes, the year is winding down, so I'm already starting to look back at 2019 and just realize like how grateful I am for every little thing that happened. And like, and looking back at the people. Sorry, I'm looking at my notes and I'm like, don't forget the people. The people of 2019. They mean the world to me. This month too, like, the people, again, the people that were a part of my December just like made it even more memorable. One person in particular, I'm just like learning, like, the people that are, you guys should start taking shots for the amount of times I'm saying people, like, have fun. But if you were a part of my 2019 at all, you played like a huge impact on me, and like, majority of the people that were a part of this year will be a part of my life forever. And these people, I'm starting to laugh every single time I say it, but like, what am I saying? The gang of people? I don't know. I don't know how else to say people. The individuals, there we go, that were a part of my 2019 have shaped me into the person I am. And for that, I will be forever grateful. And that's what December consisted of. Like, I'm just like, at this point, like, looking back at my year, looking back at the individuals, being grateful for all the change, and obviously looking at like who I was in the beginning of the year and who I am now, and just like realizing, like, I'm obviously stuck with myself every single day, and so it's hard for me to like see the change. But when you're looking back, or when I'm looking back at who I was in the beginning of January and looking at who I am at this point, this new January of 2020, like, I am so happy, well, content, I'm using the word content, with who I am right now and like the places that I'm going. And like I said, like, I am the type of person where you can say you are proud of me all you want, and like, yes, it means the world to me, but if I'm not proud of myself, like, it's just not good enough. And at this moment, I am very proud of myself. And yes, like, I still have plenty of room of growth. Like I said, like, I'm not perfect, no one's perfect, and I'm never going to be perfect. But like, I look at myself in the mirror and like, I smile. Like, I'm like, that's me. I'm going places and I am proud to be me. And that is what 2019 has taught me, is just to like, be confident in who you are, and just know that who you are is good enough, because sometimes I forget that, and, you know, people want to tear you down, you know, people want to tear me down and make me think that I'm not worthy. But at the end of the day, like, self-love, self-importance, like, all that, and as long as the people that you surround yourself with love you and see that, that is what matters. I hope I'm making sense. Whenever I get really passionate like that, I'm sometimes really unsure if anyone else is feeling the power and the passion that I am feeling. And if you made it this far and you're feeling the love, like, you are welcome. If you made it this far, I do love you and I appreciate the listen. But at the same time, like, I really do enjoy just sitting here and talking to myself. I think it's funny. Okay. To kind of wrap this all up, obviously 2019 is the past and we are in 2020, but there's a couple questions, and I mean, I kind of already discussed it, but my question to myself is like what I am most thankful for. And I honestly should have thought of an answer before I pressed record, but this is just what I'm thankful for in the moment, apparently. Even though I already said I'm grateful for a lot, I think what I am most thankful for in the year of 2020 is, oh Jesus, this is hard. What I'm most thankful for. There's just a lot, but I think I'm most thankful for, I'm trying to like make this all deep and like emotional. I don't know. I'll get back to you. Gosh dang it. I suck at this sometimes. My biggest lesson, I think I already talked about it, but I think my biggest lesson is like, no, you know what? I have a good lesson. It's not necessarily the biggest lesson, but I was discussing this with an individual the other day, and it's just, I am young. This is my lesson, FYI. I am young. I am only 19. I have my whole life ahead of me. But at the same time, like, I have to live every single moment to its fullest and, like, live every single moment with the people that mean the world to me. Oh, I said people again. Oops, I said it again. And like I said, like, it's okay to, in a sense, cut people out of your life if that is what's best for you. And going off of that, like, and, you know, my lesson as a whole is not everyone in your life is going to be where you are mentally. Like, and that's okay. But I don't know how to speak English. Basically, I might be young, but I'm growing up and I feel like I'm very mature for my age. And like, this isn't me trying to like show off or anything, but there are also people that are my age that have not reached the same mentality that I have just on life as a whole. Like, their outlook and my outlook look nothing alike. And that is okay because we all grow and we all learn at different times in our life. And obviously some people just haven't had like that lesson, I guess, where like they realize like time, I guess, is kind of the essence, because like, you know, 2019 is over and 2020 has begun, and this is the decade where like, yes, I'm already changing, but things are going to change immensely again, like as a decade as a whole. And that's mind-boggling to think like I'm already at that stage in my life. Like, yes, I'm a grown-up now, but I still feel like a kid. But give me 6 years and I might have my own kid. Like, wow. And I have this mentality, and like, I know where I want to go in life and like the things that I want to achieve and how I want to get there and yada yada yada, and like who I want there with me along the way. And there's just some people that aren't at that mentality yet, or at that stage of life where like they can see all these things or like the bigger picture as a whole, and they're just kind of stuck. And I'm not downing on them, like, it's okay, because in, I mean, in a sense, like, I'm still there. Like I said, like, I still have plenty of room to grow. But I'm just, like, slowly realizing, like, I might be young physically, but mentally, like, I just feel like I'm kind of old. I don't know if I'm making sense anymore. I really hope I do, and I'm really questioning this whole podcast. Am I going to publish it, though? Absolutely, because it's now been 30 minutes of me rambling. Okay, I guess that's my biggest lesson, is that I'm just grown. My other question to myself is, what's changed? And that is a very broad question, Kylie. Wow, great one. Why did I put that? I don't know. What was I thinking 30 minutes ago? I don't know. I just press record and hope for the best. But to answer the question, in a hopefully not very broad sense, but a lot has changed, obviously, or else like this podcast probably wouldn't be in the making. Like, I said, like, in August, I think it was, too, like, I decided that I wanted to make this podcast. Could be wrong. I think it might have been July. Honestly, the date does not matter. But it's, like, little things like this, like my podcast and, like, my art and my writing and my friends and my family and my relationships with all of them and with myself. Like, all of that has changed. And I am content with it all. I look back at myself physically and mentally, and like that has changed so much, because the way I think now, like, I would not be thinking the same way about life and like being grateful for everything a year ago. I don't think I would be as strong as I was not as strong as I am then as I am now. Like, I mean, I'm still kind of a people pleaser, and I know that people take advantage of my kindness, but that's okay. I'm working on it. But I've also just come to terms, like, obviously, like, again, I'm not perfect. I have my flaws, but I have become more aware of my flaws and, like, becoming more accepting of them, because, yes, people can change, but some things aren't meant to be changed. Like, there's things about me that make me me, and to some might be flaws, but for me, that might be perfection. And I'm, like, again, just, like, have to be confident with everything about me and keep going. Yeah. Woo! Go passion! Oh, Jesus. So, yeah, that is what's changed. Just me, myself, and I, and my people. Yeah. I feel so awkward right now because I'm just sitting and I'm, like, looking at myself like, yes, Kylie, you're doing it. You've made it past the 30-minute mark all by yourself. That's actually what I'm thinking. Okay. Another question for myself. Doesn't even have to do with 2019 anymore. It has to do with 2020 and my goals. Now, I said in the beginning that I wrote myself a letter in the beginning of 2019. And it was the first time that I'd ever done it. And this was the first time that, I mean, took me, I'm a little late to the party, but I remembered to read my letter. And so after I'm finished recording this, I'm going to write myself a new letter and forget about it. And hopefully I will remember it come December 31st. And so, like, talking about this, obviously it's a little personal, and I'm trying to get better about opening up, because that is something that I'm not very good at. There we go. Something I need to work on. People think I'm an open book. Wow. Okay, I'm thinking of my attention span is slim to none right now, and I keep realizing that I am honestly using this podcast like it's a therapy session and let people listen to it. Okay. Ah! So yeah, after this episode, I'm going to write myself a new letter. I'm going to ask myself new questions, and I'm going to then again, at the end of this year, look back at everything and see more growth, see the change, if there is any, and be content with it. So some things I can mention, like, obviously, like, I asked this question, I have answers that I can speak upon. My 2020 goals is to remain positive. Like, that seems so broad and so lame, but I know a lot of people who are just negative Nancys about everything, and that's just no good for your mental health. And I'm realizing, like, I sometimes get stuck in a negative attitude, and I don't want that for myself anymore, because at the end of the day, what I have in life is, you know, unimaginable for some people, and I need to be grateful for what I have and, like, the places that I get to go. And so with everything, you know, like I said, not every day is a great day for Kylie. My bad days, I'm going to remember to remain positive, and I'm going to look at everything in a positive light, and I'm going to recommend to you all this same energy can be reciprocated. Like, I don't have to be the only person with this mentality. And yes, it's going to be hard. There's going to be days where I'm just like, no positivity. But I'm going to try my best to just remain positive and look at everything in the best of light. And yeah, that's my big goal of 2020. My little goals for myself, and that goal could be for everyone. And I keep realizing that sometimes when I'm talking weird. Like, my goals for myself. Like, where is that sass coming from? I don't know. Okay, anyways. I think this is so funny. And I was just talking about this with my mom, actually. I said I wasn't going to name names, but, you know, we can talk about my mom all day, too. So, I want to do something every month that makes every month memorable. And by that, I mean, like, it doesn't have to be anything crazy, but month to month, like, I just, like, want to be able to just, like, do something crazy or spontaneous or pre-planned, but, like, still be able to live in those moments so that this year just, like, is a good year. And there's just, like, things that I want to do every month. Like, I want to be able to, like, travel or just, like, I was more passionate about this yesterday, and it made more sense probably yesterday. Shocker. Okay, so obviously January is winding down, and I've kind of just been, again, just working on myself, you know, another clean slate and, like, getting my life in order. But come, like, February, I already know, like, probably my most memorable weekend will be the weekend of recruitment. So a little PSA, if people want to do a recruitment podcast with me, hit me up, like, because anything I do that consists of Greek life gets a lot of likes and, you know, listens, so help me make money. Okay, yeah, so I'm probably going to do a podcast about sorority recruitment, all of that jazz, because I think it'll be fun and it'll get, you know, my sisters involved. Ooh la la. I want to do more podcasts with them, not just all Greek life, but I have some things up my sleeve. That is another goal of mine, but we'll get there. And then in the month of March/April, like, all throughout the year, like, I just want to, like, go somewhere new or do something new and exciting. So come March/April, I have my spring break. I'm going to Mexico with people from school. And then, what else do I want to do? I mean, I don't really know. That's not all pre-planned. But I think come April 2, in the work right now, is either Coachella or Stagecoach. Let's see if I have money for that. I have, like, a big trip over the summer with my whole family. We're going to South Dakota. And I want to, like, go other places. I really want to do a road trip with some friends and, like, all these little things just to help make my 2020 just as memorable as my 2019, and just keep this whole positive mentality and changing and growing mentality with me everywhere I go. And with that, like, to grow, like, I need to do new things so that I can learn from them. And those new things could be new mistakes, but that's okay. You see me being positive. Yay. Oh, and then my other goal. I keep getting sidetracked. I don't know how. My other goal is to step up my podcast game, because I have been going long periods of time without recording a podcast, and then every single time I press record and I sit here, I forget how much I love to do this, and hopefully a lot of people are listening to this one, because I'm just going. But at the same time, I don't necessarily care too much, because I do this podcast for myself, and I sit here, and I get very happy about doing this. But that's my goal, is I need to stop being in a little rut, because before I press record, I get really nervous about, like, what I'm talking about, and I'm not very creative in a sense. Like, I don't know what to talk about, because even though I'm doing this for myself, I want the people listening to somewhat enjoy what I'm doing. And yeah, so I'm gonna try. You know, A for effort in the sense, but I'm going to try to step up my podcast game and hopefully at least get 2 podcasts out a month. That is my goal. We're making it a goal for 2020 as a whole. And, yeah, again, my goal for 2020 is to just remain content. Oh, Why did I say the word content and not happiness? Oh, I think I already discussed it. Now I'm 40 minutes in and I forgot everything I already said prior to this. But, yeah, I think I said it already, but I like to use the word content because at the end of the day, you can be content without being happy. But you should try to always remain happy. But we got our days where we're not happy and we can be sad. But you can still be content with where you are in life and you can still be positive. And I want everyone to take those and, you know, with them everywhere they go. My quote of 2020 seems lame, but it is just to be positive. Because as long as you remain positive and remain hopeful, like, anything is possible. Like, you are in control of your whole entire life. So if there is something that you want to change, now is the time to do it. And you can do it, I promise you, because I am in the works of changing everything. And it's the best decision that I ever made. And I'm still going. And I, you know, physically and mentally, like, I'm still on this journey. And right now, am I content with where I am? 1,000%. But that doesn't mean that there is not room for me to keep growing and keep learning and keep being stronger physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Because there's always room for new relationships and for old ones to thrive. Yes. alongside of that, like, I'm just going to continue to make more time for myself and do what makes me happy, especially on days where I'm feeling stressed. Because, you know, school is going to kick my butt this year. Because, you know, I'm crazy, like I said, about my school. And I'm dedicated and I, you know, I gotta get this grind done. But at the same time, I gotta use my time management and I still gotta make time for my people and for myself. And just, yeah. Oh gosh, it's getting really hard for me to want to end this because I feel like I have so much more I could discuss. But I think this is the end. I recapped my 2019 and discussed, hopefully, what 2020 consists of. I'm speaking it onto existence, that it's going to be a positive and contentful. I don't think that's a word, but contentful year. Those are my goals. That was my 2019 recap. I am so thankful for each and every one of you for remaining on this journey with me. And I am so excited to see where we all go with this podcast and just in life in general. So until next time, where hopefully I will be discussing something sorority-wise. So if you are looking forward to that, yay. Until next time, bye friends.